What up, ladies? It's your boy, the man y'all love to hate, and I love them haters. And y'all listening to the best podcast out right now, the XF Fantasy Podcast. Yo, Cobes, drop that beat. What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Cob Squiz. And my co-host today is nicknamed Two Time because he beat up Vic two times, won this league two times, and stole Trevor's girl because she was a two-timer. Jokes aside, it's just me today. All three people that were supposed to co-host, because I tried three separate people with me this week, didn't answer. So, unfortunately, you guys get to hear my voice the entire time that you guys will be listening. And so, all three people either pushed off till next week or straight up ghosted me. But I think I'm used to that by now. Hey fellas, I just want to say how thankful I am to be able to get to do this, how much fun it is, but at the same time, I need y'all's help in making this happen and making it better each week. And so I need people that have not been on the podcast as a co-host to step that shit up and be a grown-ass man and be a co-host. I know there's other people that have already gone on it and want to come back on. But I want to try to get on some people that haven't. And so, step that shit up. Stop being pansies. Yeah, it looks like JC's team is rolling with another win. His team looks pretty damn good. He also got the high point for the first time this year. Leonard Fournette, Michael Thomas, freaking beast. We had actually two people score under a 100 points, so neither of them can talk shit ever, which was Mick and freaking JT. JT, what the fuck you doing, bro? Not setting up people's lineups, getting freaking D-balls, an easy win. I think JT had 87 points on his bench, so everyone appreciates that. Thank you for your free $100, and I hope you spend a good pretty penny on a new dress, possibly. But I wouldn't be surprised if we saw the rookie in said dress at the end of the year. I'm just looking forward to roasting the shit out of you guys again.
Let's take a look at last week's recap in the Not-So-Coach of the Week.
All right, let's look at these shitty coaches. First up, we have Dippy being able to beat D if he would have started Joe Mixon. But Joe Mixon has been shit in the bed all year. And the one time that Dip doesn't play him, he scores 17 points. He also had Metcalf and Tyrell Williams on his bench. 17, 18, 16 points. Could have probably put him in his flex and easily won, but Dip takes his second straight L. Also, we got Mick scoring a whole whopping 98 points, and Noah gutting out a win at 103 points. A 5-point win sucks for Mick because he could have started Daniel Jones over Brissett, and Brissett I think scored 10 points against the Denver defense, and Daniel Jones scored 38 points. Yikes, Mick, what a shitty ass coach. And I'm only doing this because I know you're about to go and talk shit about me later in this pod, but I actually doing the math, I could have tried to start, Miles Sanders over Royce Freeman and Kiki QT. Who'd have guessed that he wasn't going to get any fucking playing time? And then put Pascal in, and I would have still lost, actually, by 1 point. And so, sucks for me, but still impossible for me to beat Victor this week, which, fuck you, Vic. And that's it.
Michelob Ultra here, with your not-so-ultra picks of the week. Brought to you by Hooch. When you need a fat slap, get hooched. It's your boy Michelob Ultra here with the picks of the week. Alright guys, so we have the Michelob Ultra's player of the week, which is the best scoring player. That's going to go to Darius. Mike Evans put up 42 points. Congratulations, I hate you. You're taking away points from my boy, Chris Goblin. Alright, then we got the fact of the week. Keaton likes big Johnson's and Fat Chubbs. And we got the Ultra Drunk Coach of the Week. Worst play by a coach. It's going to go to Cody for leaving Miles Sanders on his bench with 22 points and change. Putting him in would have got you that win, Cody. So, sorry about you. You've been rolling with Miles Sanders all year long. You take him out. Shit happens. Best of luck to you. Oh, and I just wanted to add this to the podcast this week. JT, your team is pathetic. You're garbage. You're trash. Get rid of Revis or any of those other friends you have. Get rid of your girl. Check your lineup. Set them. Don't quit. Nobody wants to see that Mandingo in a dress. You hear me? Just pathetic, bro. Get your shit together.
Pick'ems. It's sponsored by Pick'ems. It's $5, you cheap fucks. Congrats to Cobes, a.k.a. myself, with winning Pick'ems this week. There was one other fucking player. Yep, there's two of us. Me and Pat, a.k.a. the Gambling Addicts. We bet $10 on it, and he actually took a $5 bet, Eagles versus the Bills, and I also won that, so a nice, smooth $15 for Cobes. Fellas, it would be really awesome if some of you guys would stop being cheap asses and maybe bet $5, you cheap fucks. Come on, it's $5.
Listen up, fellas. We got a brand new product on the line just for you average men. You average white men, we got something special for you guys. It's called Cobes Cologne. It'll set the mood just right for you fellas. Now, in this new product line of Cobes Cologne, we got this new special deal going on right now for this fragrance called Philly Ain't Shit. Now, this fragrance will set the mood right for any occasion, any hating you got to do, any shit talking you need to do. You're tired of your friends, you're tired of your family, you're tired of your folks. Give you a couple sprays of the Philly Ain't Shit, and they'll send them running for the hills. You got a little anger under your gut, you're a little mad, you're a little pissed off. You want to do something to somebody, but you know what? You ain't really about all that talk, but you want to make them turn the nose up. Give us a spray of the Philly Ain't Shit cologne.
Noise. All right, next up, we're going to talk about all kinds of trades from in the NFL, in the league, and in our league trade block in Trade Galore. All right, yeah, let's talk some trades. First up, we're going to talk NFL-wise. Talib, man, I feel bad for you. The Rams cornerback gets traded with a fifth-round pick to the Dolphins for an exchange of a seventh pick, a.k.a. they were dumping your ass onto the worst team. Sucks to suck. The Browns actually traded a defensive end, Avery, to the Eagles, from what I've heard from Browns Twitter fans. It was a tough loss for the Browns. Hopefully it actually pans out for the Eagles because we need some sort of pass rush. The Jets trade Leonard Williams to the Giants in exchange for a third-round pick in 2020 and a fifth-round pick in 2021. Looks like they're trying to bolster that D-line up a little bit for JC. And then the Dolphins trade running back Kenyon Drake to the Cardinals. I don't know what the fuck the Cardinals are doing, thinking they're still in this. They're in the same division as the Seahawks and the Niners. So they'd have no damn chance. And make zero sense for them to trade for a running back. The Patriots actually trade defensive end Michael Bennett to the Cowboys in exchange for a 7th-round pick, which I thought this was a great trade for the Cowboys. We've had the Eagles has had Michael Bennett before, and he does. He's like 35, 36, great pass rusher. Wears his pads like hella small. He wears like kicker or quarterback pads, so when he's on the field, he's a giant dude with like almost no pads on. But he shifts into a defensive lineman for pass rushing on third downs. So I think it's a great pickup. XF trades, we're gonna talk. We got Jimmy G Unit, aka Victor. Trades LeSean McCoy and Corey Littleton to Mick for D.D. Westbrook and Darrell Henderson. I actually think Mick actually gets the better of the two. I think McCoy is still going to be the starting running back in the league, but you know what that means, boys. Start getting Damian Williams ready because players go to Mick's team to die. Moving on, we got Dippy trading Luis. He dip trades DK Metcalf for Jameson Crowder and Alexander Mattison, which doesn't make a lot of sense because Luis just traded for his handcuff and then says, fuck it, you can have him for DK Metcalf. So that's a little ballsy, but it is what it is. Waiver Wire Wednesday is in the books. Let's take a look. Alright, first up we got JC spending $33 on Chris Conley. Which I think could definitely be a good pickup for him, especially now that he is the magic mustache, Gardner Minshew. Moving on, Patrick actually spends $34 on Demaryius Thomas and Danny Amendola. I don't know why he's still spending money at this point. The fool is out of it. Maybe he's trying to make sure he's out of that dress. JC also spends $56 on, which everyone was surprised, Trey Carson. He came out of kind of nowhere. No one even picked him up last week. Everyone thought it was going to be, Ty Johnson. I know, who was it? Noah wanted him. Spent a pretty penny on him. And looks like Trey Carson is the guy to have currently. And then Darius says, I can't take it anymore. I need a motherfucking tight end, and he spends 202 buckaroos on Darrell Fells. This fool has been on like six teams by now, and hopefully he pans out for Darius, just not this week because you're playing me, so fuck off, D.
Hey guys, come on down to Luis Johnson's Comedy and Lanyard Club, where you just need to bring you, yourself, and a lanyard. Just come on by to hear jokes by yours truly, Luis Johnson. You'll hear great jokes, such as things like Peyton Manning, the Colts, and my fantasy team. It'll get the crowd roaring. Well, come on by and don't be shy to Luis Johnson's Comedy and Lanyard Club. See you there, guys.
Let's get into the injuries of the week.
Oh. Ouch. Oh. Ow. Ow. Ow.
Yeah, let's talk some injuries. Case Keenum took a concussion, so he's day-to-day. It looks like that guy from Ohio State, just Ohio State, he might start the Rook, but we've all seen what a rookie in this league has done. Look at Pat. Moving on, Chase Edmonds, left hamstring strain, which is he's going to be out a couple weeks, which sucks for Noah for making that trade. Looks like Mick knew what he was doing, but still did not get him a win. Calvin Ridley, concussion, tough for Luis, but he's day-to-day. Miles Sanders got a shoulder injury, but he's actually back as of Thursday. And then Brandon Cooks took another freaking concussion. I think this is his like fifth or sixth or seventh or eighth concussion in this time. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he's donezo for the year. And then D.D. Westbrook got a little banged up, but he'll be all right. Aaron Jones got banged up. He'll be all right. Sam Darnold just looked like trash. We're going to take a look at all 14 teams in the power rankings from the top of the list to the
L7 Weenie,
aka the bottom feeders. All right, let's look at the top six. First place at 7-1. Damn, JC. Next up, we got Queer Bait himself, Victor Lugo at 6-2, Keaton at 6-2, Darius at 5-3, myself at 5-3 in fifth place, and then Mr. Sixth Place currently in the playoffs. We got Birdo. Once again, he was projected to place last place in our league, and this fool is in the playoffs currently. And the Bubble Man currently is Luis in seventh place. Then Dip, Mick, Noah, D-Balls, Dre, the Rook, and then JT. But man, I gotta talk about the bottom feeders. I'm gonna just talk about the three bottom feeders. 12th place right now, Dre, team looking hella terrible. Has a whole whopping 881 points. He's actually currently in last with the most points scored. Team just looks awful. I don't know who said that he was going to make the playoffs a few weeks ago, but man, you were fucking wrong. And then the rookie at 1-7, he is currently on a 6-game losing streak. Yep, you heard that. 6-game losing streak. He was 1-1 after 2 weeks, and he thought he was going to turn this around, and then realized he was in America, and then we actually watch football. American football, that is. And this fool doesn't even have a job, and his team is 1-7. I don't know. I feel like he only has one job. I still look at his fantasy team, and he has yet to do that. And then JT, man, fool's been on vacation for like 6 years, I feel like. His team has looked god-awful. He even set a full lineup this week. I'm glad you are partying it up, because you're sounds and looks like you're just throwing money everywhere. I don't know how a corrections officer makes that much money, but I'm quite proud, and I may consider switching jobs.
We're going to keep it moving. Next up, we got the high versus low point of the week.
Congrats to High Point. We got Jay Squiz with 160 points. 1-8 points, taking a real sweet $25, which he now has $25 through the season, through the 8 weeks. Then we got low point. Man, you fucking suck. JT with 90.5 points, and taking that fat ass L. I hope Birdo just spanks that ass. You can't even set up a lineup, man. You don't deserve any remorse or grace or anything like that. Next, we got the recap of this year's total winners. JC, $25. JT, Even though you just got low point, you got $25. Cobes at 75. Luis 25. Birdo 25. Vic 25. And every damn person else at zero. Which brings us into Birdo's trashing of the week. Product disclaimer: Birdo is not reliable for any counseling you may need after he rips you a new asshole. If you don't want to be on Birdo's trashing of the week, please step your damn game up, you freaking faggot.
Oh, what a bunch of fucking killers you had in week 8, huh, JT? Man, just a fucking murderer's row over there, man. You're fucking killing it, dog. Oh, wait. I'm sorry, man. I was looking at my team. Here, let me see how you did in week 8 and see the players you had. Sweet mother of God. JT, your team is absolute fucking trash. Straight dog shit. A fucking pile of garbage to the fullest extent, my man. What the fuck are you doing and what the fuck were you thinking? What the fuck? JT, did you fucking know you had a fucking game this week? I'm pretty sure you fucking did. Because it happens every fucking week. It's a 16-week season, JT. Do you fucking understand that? Huh? Do you know that, JT? Because obviously, something fucked up there. I don't know what the fuck you were thinking, what the fuck you were doing. Oh, you know what it is? I know exactly what happened. You fucking gave up. You fucking quit, JT. You fucking quit. You're a fucking quitter. And now that I look back on it, you've always been a fucking quitter. Fucking learning to read?
Mr. Charles, I can't read good.
Fucking quit. Fucking trying to be in a fucking relationship with any fucking girl you fucking come across? Hey, things look good. But eventually, things just quit, huh? Either you quit or they fucking quit. You're just so used to fucking quitting. Whether it be someone else or you, I guess you just decided to do it with your fucking team this week. I don't fucking know. Get your fucking shit together, JT. You got a fucking doozy of a fucking game this week coming up against Pat. Man, that's gonna be a fucking war, huh? The battle of the fucking dress. Wow. Can't fucking wait for that one. See who the biggest fucking loser is. Ah, oh, wow. Huh, I'm gonna be fucking tuned in for that one. Woo! Man! Get your shit together, JT. Fucking out here. Fuck off, faggot.
You suck ass.
This week's matchups. Alright, first up we got Burt versus D-Balls in Tesla versus the Old Red Beater. I think Birdo needs to have a huge game from Stafford in Oakland to continue staying in the playoff hunt. I think he's actually has a pretty solid team. I didn't think Stafford would look like this, but he's surprising a lot of people. And then Chris Carson is going against Tampa Bay. I think that's going to be one of his toughest matchups. Tampa Bay gives up one of the top five lowest to running backs. Josh Jacobs, beast, and Detroit. The Eagles just ran all over Detroit. So, and then D-Balls, Melvin Gordon, man, like he's looked awful. His offensive line really has looked awful. I was surprised he didn't get traded at the deadline. Derek Carr against Detroit. Carson Wentz did pretty well. Back in week 2 against Detroit, but that's casual. Just throwing that out there. And then he is going to start Raheem Mostert on Thursday night, which I'm pretty positive that Coleman and Breida is going to play. So I think that's going to be a terrible start for him, but maybe he'll get some goal line touches. Moving on, next up we got Cobes versus D in I'm pretty sure D's mom hated my white ass. I think my team looks pretty solid. I think Carson Wentz has to have a big game against Chicago, which is it's going to be a tough thing to do. Christian McCaffrey's going against Tennessee, which is also a pretty tough matchup. And then Odell is going against Denver, which Odell hasn't looked like himself. I think he does actually start being his elite self. And I think this is the first game he does it. And Darius's team, Philip Rivers, I just don't think he has arm strength like he used to, but I think he'll have a decent game against Green Bay. Saquon on Monday Night Football against Dallas, I think he's going to have a field day in Dallas. I think it's going to be a lot of heavy runs from both sides, and I think both running backs do pretty well. Next up, we got Luis versus Vic in We Dem Light Skin Latinos. I think, obviously, I hate Victor, but his team actually looks pretty decent. Zeke, once again, going on Monday Night Football against the Giants, like I just said. I think it's just going to be a run-happy game for both teams. Devin Singletary got shut down last week at Philly. But Washington's defense, run game-wise, gives up a pretty decent amount. And then Luis's team, I think Russell Wilson has probably 3 to 4 touchdowns against Tampa Bay. That Tampa Bay secondary is straight trash. And then DK Metcalf, he's not on his team yet, but I think he's going to have a pretty solid game as well against Tampa. I think the pairing that Luis just made with those two is going to be a good match made in heaven for that light skin, the pasty one. Mick versus Dip in Both Your Moms Wanted to Sleep With Me in high school. Probably still do. I think both of them are pretty cute, especially that Lisa one. Yeah, I think Mick's team, hopefully Brissett doesn't look as shitty as he did last week. He's going against Pittsburgh, and we just saw Ryan Fitzpatrick do work on him in the first half anyway on Monday Night Football. Chris Goblin, a.k.a. Chris Godwin, against Seattle. He's a top five wide receiver right now, and when your secondary sucks, Tampa Bay-wise, that means they're going to throw a lot. Chris Godwin, I think he's going to have a pretty big game. And Travis Kelce against Minnesota. I know Mahomes ain't home. He's sitting at home. I still think Travis Kelce's top three tight end moving forward. And then Dip, Lamar Jackson coming off his bye against New England. Man, that's a tough matchup to have to start against him. But Lamar Jackson's been putting up some crazy numbers every single week. I think his lowest, I'm looking at it right now, is 15 points. Must be fucking nice. I'll be lucky if Carson Wentz even gets 15 points each week. And so we got TJ Hockenson versus Oakland. I think that's going to be a pretty solid matchup. And Tyrell Williams in your flex right now. The dude's had a touchdown, I think, every single game he's played, which is pretty awesome. All right, next up we got Pat versus JT in Lift That Skirt Up and Take It in the Ass Battle. Man, looking at both these teams, shitty as hell. I have no idea why either of you guys play fantasy. You guys are straight trash. Jameson Winston, man, for Pat, hopefully he starts picking up. He's playing Seattle. They'll probably be down by a lot, and so I think he'll be passing a lot, which probably means 5 interceptions for him. Le'Veon Bell finally gets a primo matchup against Miami. But, man, let me just go through his team. We got Aaron Jones, which is limited practice. Hopkins, limited practice. Adams hasn't played in since week 4, I think it was, limited practice, and Delanie Walker did not practice. You got an uphill battle, dog. And then JT, man, your team just is trash, but we'll see how it does. I think you guys could totally pick it up. Dak on Monday Night Football versus the Giants, which gives up a shitload. But once again, I think there's going to be a run happy. Prescott may not pull it out for you. James Conner got hurt. I'm surprised you actually have a starting lineup. I think people gave you so much shit for it that you felt obligated. D-Balls, thanks to you for taking a week off, getting an easy win for him. Tyreek Hill versus Minnesota. That's going to be a tough matchup. I think it's Rhodes is the corner that shadows all wide receiver ones, and big physical dude. And then McLaren, man, I think Dwayne Haskins is going to play, so I think that's going to be a really shitty start for you. And they're playing in Buffalo, and the cornerback name, I want to say his name is White, is a shutdown corner, and that means McLaren's going to probably get like 4 points for you. Man, you got some tough matchups, but we'll see if you can dig yourself out of that. All right, next up we got Keith versus Noah in Who's the Real Jew? Keaton's team has looked pretty good so far. Aaron Rodgers, I think he is officially starting Aaron Rodgers every single week over the GOAT, Tom Brady, which is understandable. Kenyon Drake, man, against his first action is going to be against San Fran on Thursday Night Football, which is going to be hella tough. Nick Chubb is probably going to run all over different defense because they suck at stopping the run, but pretty good against the pass, so I'm sure Chubb is going to run all over them. And then George Kittle going against the number one, giving up the most points, which is the Arizona Cardinals to tight ends. He's going to eat. Next, we got Noah. Stephon Diggs. Man, he looked pretty shitty at the beginning of the year, but he's turned around, especially if Adam Thielen's out this week. I think Diggs has a pretty big week against Kansas City. And then his flex, he's starting Robbie Anderson. I think all the trade talk that was going to happen, that he's going to be shipped off somewhere, namely Philly or Oakland. But he ends up staying a Jet, and he's going against Miami, which we all know Miami. If you play anybody against Miami, you play them. That defense is straight trash. All right, last but not least, we got JC versus Dre in the Beaner Bowl. I did not make that name up. Someone suggested to me. I don't want to throw him under the bus, but I won't throw him under the bus. All right, JC's team, obviously you're in first place. Your team looks hella nice. Jared Goff is on a bye, so you're starting the Magic Mustache against Houston, which Houston sucks balls against every freaking quarterback, and so I'm sure he's going to have a huge game. Keenan Allen, Green Bay, probably going to be a solid game. And you're starting Christian Kirk, which is pretty ballsy move on Thursday Night Football against San Fran. I expect probably Richard Sherman to either be on Christian Kirk or Larry all week or all night. And since I feel like old man Rivers, Fitzgerald is in the slot, I feel like Kirk's going to be the guy that gets manned up on Sherman all week. Chris Conley, your big pickup, is going against Houston. I think you're starting three Jacksonville Jaguars, which who would have guessed that would have panned out like it did. Damn. And then Dre starting Josh Allen versus the Washington Redskins. The Redskins have looked god awful. I think they're in the top five picks of the next NFL draft. You're starting two San Francisco running backs tonight against Arizona, which Arizona actually pretty decent against the run. I think hopefully Adam Thielen will play against Kansas City, and I think Kenny Stills is actually going to have a very solid game against Jacksonville with what's his name, D-Hop, having a Boye on him. I think Kenny Stills gets a lot of decent targets, and that's it for picks.
I got a question for you kids. Are you ready for some football? Well, come on down to Lake Dallas Youth Football Camp over in Corinth, Texas, hosted by yours truly, Lake Dallas legend, Zach Wagner. As a quarterback, well, you'll learn what it's like to throw really fucking hard. And that's about it. As a receiver, well, may God have mercy on your soul, because you'll learn what it's like to receive a football coming at your fucking face at 135 miles per hour, even if you're fucking 5 yards away. Good times.
We're not responsible for any injuries that may happen during this training camp. Have fun.
Our picks of the week.
All right, let me pick them. Burt versus D-Balls. I'm going to go with Burt. I think his team just looks a little bit more solid. A little bit better matchups than D-Balls. And currently he's projected to beat you by like, I think 34, something crazy, 35. Yeah, it just has way better matchups. And next up we got Darius versus me. D, I'm going to give it to you. I think I'm going to take another L. My team has not looked very good this past few weeks. I think Saquon, like I said, is going to have a game to remember on Monday Night Football. I think you're starting like 4 people on Monday Night Football, which is always fun to be on the opposite side of that. Next up, we got Victor versus Luis. I'm going to actually choose Victor because every time I don't choose Victor, he wins. And so this is me choosing Victor Lugo. I choose you, Victor Lugo. Fantasy gods, please hear me. I think Victor's team actually looks pretty good too. Zeke, Devin Singletary, without Todd Gurley's on a bye, but I think both of them eat. And then Luis, yeah, I just don't think your team can match up this week. Just kidding. Wink, wink. Next up, we got Mick versus Dip. I'm going to choose Dip. I just think you have way better matchups, and Austin Eckler is just a PPR machine, and hopefully Lamar Jackson pans out for you. Next up, Pat versus JT. I'm going to go Pat. If you lose 7 straight, dog, I'm going to be freaking surprised. I want to say you told me not to pick you, but I'm going to pick you anyway because if you lose, I'm just going to laugh and probably bring it up next week's pod. Keaton versus Noah. I'm gonna go Keaton. Keaton's team looks a lot more solid. I know we all voted that Noah's team was gonna most likely to win the league. His team just hasn't been panning out. If he brings his Jews ransom down, I'm sure he can probably make a trade here to change that. And then JC versus Dre. As much as I would love to see, and everyone would love to see JC lose, I'm going to choose JC. His team just looks like it's on a roll. And his primo matchups and Dre's team looks all but finished.
The Shit Talking Hotline is live. Let's hope we can get some phone calls here shortly. And here's our first caller.
What up, boys? This is the Pasty one. Just want to say good game to Victor Lugo. His team looks great. I can't do much with my guys on byes and Greg Olson just shit in the bed every week. So, attaboy, Vic. You drafted a great team. Too bad Gurley's on your bench or on a bye or whatever, but you'll beat me anyway. So, congrats on that, bud.
Luis, thanks for being the only person that actually sent a voicemail. Hey, I got Darius this week. D, I hope your team freaking pulls a Bruce Wayne and fucking disappears this week. Your ass is going down. Thanks for the phone calls, fellas. Let's close this up. Hey, fellas. Once again, thanks for listening. My hope for next week. I already have someone on the docket to be my co-host, so hopefully he doesn't puss out. You know who you are. But please sign up. Please keep sending stuff. Let's make something great with this, because without you guys adding to it, you're just gonna listen to my ugly ass voice, and nobody wants my lesbian redhead ass speaking all the time. Until next time, boys.